Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is November 3rd, 1953, and the title is Double. Now, before we get started, quality's horrible on this. There's this background whiny, hummy noise, and, well, I couldn't get rid of it. So I do want to apologize, forewarn. If you don't listen to it, I do understand. It's pretty bad. It might clean up halfway through. I'm not quite sure. But more than likely, this squeal is just, you know, unreversible. So, hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano. The Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Double.
Because of his self-appointed task of helping those in trouble, the Cisco Kid had many narrow escapes. And one of his narrowest escapes was from a man who looked enough like Cisco to be his twin brother. Our story opens in Border City with two men riding up to the office of lawyer Jeff Webster.
Here we are. Whoa. You wait out here till I call you, Grindle.
All right.
Howdy, Webster.
Good afternoon, sir. Well, what can I do for you?
Old man North's dying.
Mm-hmm. Guess he is.
I know he is. I was out this place yesterday to see him in connection with my job as land office agent here.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he's leaving his flying old ranch for the Cisco Kid to hold in trust for his daughter Madge till she comes of age.
I know all that. I drew up the papers.
Webster, you and me have had dealings before. Enough to understand each other. When they put through that new irrigation project in this valley, the flying old will be worth a fortune.
That's right, Seth.
Or what if you and I was to try to get hold of it?
Well?
Well, he'd make some nice money, Webster.
I'm listening.
Old man North is most blind. Suppose we could send a man out there that he'd accept as Cisco?
No, that's no good, Seth. You couldn't find any such man.
You don't think so, huh? Wait a minute.
Come on in, Grindle.
Well, by thunder, this is Cisco.
You see, Webster, if you'd accept him as Cisco, old man North would. This is Ted Grindle over from California. Things got kind of hot for him out there.
Howdy, Grindle.
Howdy, howdy. My outfit's like Cisco's too, Webster. I've passed for Cisco in lots of places. Made a good thing out of it, too.
Yeah, maybe you got an idea at that, Seth. Grindle here could take over the Flying O as Cisco when the old man dies, and he could sell to us. If Madge ain't around.
Right.
Only one thing wrong with it.
What's that?
What happens when Cisco himself gets here?
I figure that, Webster. The old man told me Cisco's riding in this afternoon through the Canyon Pass. I'll take one of the men and dry gulch him, then we'll bury him out there. Meanwhile, you and Grindle circulate around the town a little to let folk think Cisco's here.
Uh-huh. And after you dry gulch Cisco, Grindle and I will ride out to old man North's and draw up the final papers.
Right. Webster, that Cisco kid's as good as dead right now.
Thank you.
Cisco, what'd you do with the rancho when you get it?
Pancho, I've told you twice already, the rancho will not be mine.
You tell Pancho, Senor North gives you his rancho.
I said Senor North wrote me and asked me if I would hold the rancho in trust for his daughter, the Senorita.
Huh?
And because Senor North and I are good friends, I agreed to do as he asked.
Oh, see, Pancho understand now. Senor North gives Cisco the rancho, and then Cisco gives the rancho to Senor North's daughter, huh?
Well, that is near enough, amigo. But I never had a request like that before.
Nah.
When I got it, you could have knocked me over with a feather, Pancho.
Pancho could what, Cisco?
Knock me over with a feather, Chico.
Knock Cisco over with a feather? Pancho not believe this.
Oh, of course not, Pancho. That is just an expression.
Yeah, not knock Cisco over with a feather. That just exists. You know what Cisco say.
You must not take those sayings literally, Pancho.
See, Cisco. And Pancho like that just the same. Knock Pancho over with the feather. Big fat Pancho, knock Pancho with the feather.
See, sayings like that are merely expressions, amigo. And so you... Wait. Hold up.
Look. What? Cisco, what?
When the sun came out from behind the clouds just now, I saw a shadow move up there in the pass.
Cloud shadow, Cisco?
No, it was not a cloud shadow. It was more like a... Mother Mary. Down, Pancho, quickly.
Down, Pancho, quick.
Behind these rocks. Come, Diablo, come on.
Come, Lord.
There. Ho, ho.
Who shoot at us, Cisco?
I have no idea, Pancho. But we will give them an answer with our guns.
You shoot at us some more, hombres. You try to knock Pancho over some feathers, no?
Save your breath, Pancho.
Let's tell him.
It will do no good to yell at those hombres, whoever they are. Look, there's that shadow.
Where?
And there are two hombres running back to the top of the pass. Let us dust their boots, Chico.
See, dust the boots. That make them run like jackrabbits.
See.
We go now, Cisco?
No. Wait.
No. We wait?
We better be sure they left no hombres in ambush.
Uh-huh.
I'll put my sombrero on a stick.
No more shooting, Cisco.
I think it is safe for us to go on, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But before we go to the Flying O Rancho, I think we better ride into Border City and report this attack to the sheriff. Come.
Cisco, Seth?
No, confound it. The hombre I took with me got impatient and let drive before they got in good range. They took cover, and then I knew we'd never get him, so we lit for town. Cisco's following us in.
You want me to go out after him?
No, Grindle.
No, that'd spoil everything. If he was to get a look at you wearing the same kind of gear that he does. Well, we got to change the plan.
Oh.
Grindle, you ride out to the Flying O fast. Gun down the old man and make sure his daughter Madge thinks Cisco did it. And get back here, but don't let Cisco see you. Come back along the river trail. Nobody ever uses that now.
I don't get the idea, Webster.
It's just as plain as day. When Madge sees the real Cisco, she'll accuse him of the murder and the sheriff will take her word for it.
Yeah, but suppose Grindle can't get out of there and back for Cisco.
I'll make it a point to see Cisco and keep him here as long as I can.
You know him?
Yeah. I've met him, talked with him. Get going, Grindle. And be sure you finish off Old Man North.
Look like the sheriff's office closed, Cisco.
Yeah, it may be closed. We will see. Hold there,
hold. Oh, look, hold on.
Pancho, go knock on his door.
See, Pancho, go. Pancho knock a feather over with his door. No, that ain't all right. Pancho feather with the door.
Pancho, we are in a hurry. Knock on the door.
Yes, Cisco. Yeah, piece of paper on the door, Cisco. Got writings on the paper.
Un momento, I'll see what it says. Come on, Diablo.
What did it say? Tell Pancho.
He's gone fishing.
Huh?
Well, that means we cannot report that attack to the sheriff. We might as well be on our way to the Flying O Rancho.
Hey, Cisco, on our way.
Hey, Cisco.
Who called Cisco?
The senor across the street. Oh, see, I believe I remember him.
Hey, can you come over here a minute?
Si, senor. Come on, Diablo.
Logo, over there a minute. Who this senor, Cisco?
His name is Webster, Pancho. He's a lawyer here in Border City. Oh, Diablo, who?
Who?
What is this, senor Webster?
Howdy, boys. Hey, if you're looking for the sheriff, Cisco, he'll be back in about an hour.
Oh, that is not too important at the moment, senor. Pancho and I are on our way to the Flying O Rancho of Senor North.
That's what I want to see you about, Cisco. I'm handling the legal papers for North. Let's go into the office and talk it over.
Well, could we not talk this over another time, Senor Webster? Pancho and I have heard Senor North is very ill. We would like to see him as soon as possible.
See, we come back here tomorrow, Senor, no?
I want to get this business all settled while the old man's still alive. Won't take long, Cisco. Come on in.
Very well, Senor. We will give you half an hour. After that, we must ride to see Senor North.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Hello.
I take it you're Miss Madge?
Yes, but I don't know you, do I?
I'm the Cisco Kid.
Oh.
Is it all right if I come up there on the porch?
Why, yes, of course, Cisco. Oh, I've heard a great deal about you, Cisco, from Dad. But I've been away at school in the East most of my life, and...
I know. I came out to see your father. He sent for me.
Yes, of course. He's been asking for you. This way, Cisco.
Maybe I better see your father by myself this first time. We'd like to talk over the will,
yes,
you know. And...
That's all right, Cisco. I'd rather not hear about it. Here's his room. You can go right in.
Well, the girl sure thinks I'm Cisco, all right. The old man's asleep, huh? Well, this will make it easier. Now I'll get out of here fast by way of the window.
Dad! Oh, good heavens, Dad! Oh, that fiend, Cisco! And to think that Dad trusted him, that murdering fiend!
There's just one more thing, Cisco. In this will...
Senor Webster, we have gone over everything of importance. I have given you more than half an hour. That will have to be all for now. Come, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
You sure you understand all this, Cisco?
Si, senor, and gracias for your trouble. Oh, there's the sheriff now, Pancho, just coming back to his office. We'll go over to see him.
By the way, Cisco, what do you want to see the sheriff about?
Oh, nothing special, senor. Adios.
Adios, senor.
Adios.
This will not act like he likes you, Webster.
For some reason, I do not trust him, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because he has a shifty eye.
Oh?
Maybe because he seemed very anxious to keep us there in his office. But the fact remains, I do not trust him. Oh, Señor Sheriff!
Yeah?
Un momento, if you please. I want to report to you that someone tried to drag El Pancho on me.
Oh, you're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Si, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Yeah, howdy, what about this dry gulching, Cisco?
As Pancho and I were riding to town through the canyon pass, someone fired at us.
See, two hombres, Sheriff.
We are reporting this as a matter of record, Sheriff. Later on, Pancho and I may have time to run down those hombres ourselves.
Sheriff, he's right here, Sheriff. I'm bringing a charge of murder against Cisco.
Murder?
You rode out to our place and shot my father while he was lying helpless in bed. You know you did. You murderer.
Pancho, not know nothing about this.
No, nor do I, Pancho.
Arrest him, Sheriff. Arrest both of them.
Well, now, hold on here, Miss Madge.
I do not know what you are talking about, Senorita.
Oh, yes, you do. You rode out to our ranch not more than half an hour ago. You asked to see my father privately. I showed you to his room, and then I heard gunshots. But I went into his room.
Santo Cisco, Senorita cry. Senorita cry.
Quieto, Pancho. Sheriff, I give you my word, I know nothing about this.
Well, maybe you don't. Then again, maybe you do. You and the fat one come on to jail with me. I'm taking Miss Madge's word against yours any time. And don't make any false moves, or these guns of mine will settle this case quick.
And so Cisco is arrested for a crime he has never even heard of. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Double. Plotting to get possession of the Flying O Ranch, Seth Colt and Lawyer Webster had the owner, old John North, murdered by one Ted Grindle, who looks and is outfitted almost exactly like Cisco. On the word of North's daughter, Madge, the sheriff arrested Cisco and Pancho. Now, in the cell of the jail.
Now we're into troubles again, Cisco.
Oh, not so much trouble, Pancho. Not this time. We have a good alibi.
What alibi?
Well, the alibi of being the... Oh, there's the senorita across the street. Well, I can see her through the cell window. I would like to talk to her if she will come over here.
Senorita!
What is it?
May I have a word with you, please?
I won't even talk to you. You murderer.
Hey, that sound mean, Cisco.
I ask only 1 minute of your time, senorita, to prove to you that you are mistaken. Will you come over here, please, and bring Senor Webster with you? He is just now coming out of his office.
All right. Mr. Webster?
Could knock Cisco over with two feathers now, no?
Just about. Something is going on around here, Pancho, that we must know about.
What do you
want?
Yeah, what is it?
Just before the sheriff arrested us, senorita, you said your father was murdered 1/2 hour before. Is that correct?
It was just about 1/2 hour.
That would make it about 40 minutes from this moment. Senor Webster, will you tell the senorita where Pancho and I were 40 minutes ago?
How do I know where you were?
How do you know? You were in your office. You know that.
Don't you believe him, Mad?
I don't.
Hombre, you lie. Pancho, get out of here. Pancho, get you with his bare feet.
Wait, Pancho, wait. I'm beginning to understand, Senor Webster. But enough of you for the moment. Senorita, did you see the murderer who came to your rancho?
Of course I saw him. It was you.
Did this hombre's voice sound like mine?
Well, no. I'll have to admit it didn't.
Pay no attention to him, Madge. He's clever, this Cisco. He can change his voice enough to fool anyone. Now, come on, Madge. No point in talking any longer with these killers.
Cisco. That Webster hombre lie like anything, no?
Si, Pancho. Looks very much to me now as if he wants to own the Flying O Rancho.
Mm-hmm.
Which means he would not hesitate to kill the senorita if she stood in his way. This is a new jail and a strong one. It's not going to be easy to escape, but we will have to find a way out.
Just take a second, man.
Do we have to discuss the will so soon after?
I know. It's difficult for you, but I'm afraid we must. After you, my dear.
You know, Mr. Webster, now that I've talked with the one in jail who says he's Cisco, I'm not so sure he is the guilty one. When the sheriff gets back from the ranch, I'm going to talk with him again.
Seth!
Yeah, I'm in the next room.
Come in here, will you? Grindle's there. Bring him with you.
He sure is.
What do you mean, Mr. Webster? Oh, there's the man who killed my father.
Grab her, boys.
No, let me go.
Get your hands over her mouth, quick.
Yeah, I got her. Right.
Come on. Hang on to her till I get some rope and a gag.
Yes.
It's almost dark, boys. In a few minutes, we'll take her out to the line camp in the hills. And I think she'll sign over the Flying O Ranch to me pronto.
Madre mia, where is that sheriff? Those hombres left Webster's office 5 minutes ago.
It get dark now, Cisco. We just barely see them.
We could see clearly enough to tell they had the senorita with them and that they were riding out of town.
Pancho, think you hear the sheriff come back, Cisco?
Say. Hola. Say, sheriff. Say, sheriff.
What do you want?
Come here, please.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute.
What we do when he get here, Cisco?
I will grab him when he gets close to the cell bars.
Huh?
When I do, you take his guns,
Pancho. Hey, Pancho, take the guns.
Yeah? What's the trouble?
A nail on the cot, Sheriff. My wrist is cut badly. Will you look at it, please?
Yeah, no tricks now, Cisco.
Do not worry, Senor Sheriff. Please, hurry up and look at this wrist.
Yeah. Hold your wrist out here.
See, I will hold out my wrist like this, Sheriff.
What? Hey, what are you doing? Let go of me.
These guns, Pancho.
Easy, Cisco. Pancho, get the guns.
Will you? Give me one of them. Put your hands up, Sheriff. Turn around.
Put my thunder out.
Look for the keys in this pocket, Pancho.
Hear the keys, Cisco. Hear the keys.
Bueno. Now, unlock the cell door, amigo.
I unlock.
Bueno. All right, in here, Sheriff. Sit down on that cot.
Cisco, you're going to be sorry for this.
I have no time to argue that with you. The life of Senorita North is in danger, Sheriff. That Webster hombre has planned something that involves murder.
Webster, the lawyer?
See, Webster, the lawyer. Tell me, I see a camp out in the hills.
Cisco.
Where?
See, where?
Well, it's about a mile past the canyon pass. There's a trail there by two overhanging rocks. What do you ask me this for?
Never mind. If you wish to come with us, Sheriff, you may, to help prevent a possible murder. If not, we will lock you in this cell.
Which you do, Sheriff.
I'm making you hombres no promise.
Very well, then you will stay here, Sheriff. Lock the door, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, lock the door.
Now, come. I hope we can find that camp, Pancho, and I hope we will be in time.
All right, Seth. Come on. Help me carry her into the cabin. There we are. I'll be getting this gag out of her mouth while you cut her loose.
So, you're the real criminal, are you, Mr. Webster?
We won't bother to go into that. Mad, I got a paper here. You better sign it.
She sure will if she knows what's good for her.
I'll sign nothing. And you can't keep me here either. I'm going home and I'm starting now.
Stop her, Grendel.
That's just what I'm aiming to do. I wouldn't go out that door, miss, if I was you.
Get out of my way, you imposter.
I do look quite some like Cisco. Now, don't I?
What do you want me to sign, Mr. Webster?
Changing your mind about it now, are you? Well, this is just a little statement saying that you turn over your ranch and all rights therein to me and Seth.
Yeah, for money your father owed us.
Dad never owed you a cent, either one
of you. All right, sign that paper.
No, I won't.
Come on, sign it.
Please.
Ah, put your name down there.
You sure better have, ma'am, if you want to stay alive.
All right. I've got no choice. But the signature won't hold in court. I know it won't.
Sign it.
There. Now let me go.
You think we're crazy? That gun of yours is still loaded in it, Grendel.
I figure I got a cartridge or two in it.
You don't mean you're going to kill me. You couldn't.
Get it over with, Grendel.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you are right, Omri. Someone is coming in here.
Cisco, get him down, Grendel.
You shot too fast, Omri. Watch those other two, Pancho, while I take care of this one who masquerades as the Cisco kid.
I don't want them, Cisco. They try anything, Pancho, knock him over with feathers. Left feathers from his gun, no?
Gracias, Pancho. But I think I can handle this Omri by myself.
There. All right, now you hombres are next.
No, I ain't fighting with you, Cisco.
Me neither, Cisco.
Very well, as you wish. Pancho, tie these hombres up.
They made me sign away the ranch, Cisco. And if you hadn't have gotten here just when you did, they were going to kill me.
Where is the paper you signed, Senorita?
He's got it in his pocket.
You, give me that paper.
But look, Cisco.
Give me that paper.
All right, but easy now. Here it is.
I think, Senorita, we will tear this paper up right now.
Here, Cisco, boy. Grab him. You forgot about my deputies when you locked me up, Cisco.
Which Cisco did you grab, Sheriff?
By thunder. Which one of you hombres is Cisco?
I'll answer that, Sheriff. This is the real Cisco Kid, right here. This one here is only a poor imitation.
Gracias, Señorita. I'm only sorry you had to learn the truth the hard way.
Well, I'll be doggone. You two fellas are almost dead ringers for each other. Honest, you could knock me over
with
your
feather.
Senorita, I think we should talk of your future plan.
Well, now that those three men have gone to prison, Cisco, I think I'll just carry on with the ranch.
It's a good idea, Senorita.
I'm sorry you and Pancho must leave. But will you come back to see me?
Si, Senorita. That I will promise. In fact, I must come back to see you because, you see, I am your guardian.
Is that the only reason you're coming back to see me? Because you have to?
Oh, no, indeed, Senorita.
Then I won't kiss you goodbye as I was going to. But when you come back...
Si, I will look forward to that, Senorita. Until then,
Adios.
Goodbye, Cisco. And hurry back, won't you?
Si, Pancho.
Senorita, a good little senorita.
Oh, si, Pancho. She's a fine little senorita.
Pancho, wish he knew how to get along with the senoritas.
Oh, you get along with the senoritas all right, amigo, do you not?
Well, that's good, Cisco. Pancho think he get along with senorita Juanita once, but she slapped Pancho's face.
She slapped your face, Pancho?
Oh, she slapped, Cisco.
Well, tell me, how did that happen?
The senorita Juanita give Pancho a picture of herself in a nice silver frame.
Picture of herself, si, si.
And Pancho put his picture in his pocket right over Pancho's heart.
Si.
And that night, a bandido shoot at Pancho.
He shot at you?
Si. And the bullet hit the picture of senorita Juanita and stopped.
The picture saved your life then, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. And when Pancho tell the senorita Juanita, she slapped Pancho's face.
Well, I cannot understand why she would do that, amigo.
Pancho not understand neither, Cisco.
Well, what did you say to senorita Juanita?
Well, Pancho say was, guess what, senorita? Your face stop a bullet. And then she swing on Pancho.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Until the next show, have a great day. And again, thanks for listening.